Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Jake Rao, Vice President of Economic Development at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Jake, thank you for being our guest on Business Spotlight once again. Jake, for any listeners that might be hearing you on this program for the first time, explain your role at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership.
In my role here at the Chamber as Vice President of Economic Development, I am coordinating our activity in four main areas. The first being business retention and expansion. So meeting with companies, making sure that we're proactively talking with them to find out what tools they need to keep growing here in Erie and keeping the jobs that they have and also adding jobs. Entrepreneurship, where we manage an accelerator, where we invest in technology-related companies, as well as helping other small startup companies. Workforce development, figuring out how to connect businesses to both employees and training dollars to train those employees and skill upgrade existing employees. And then business attraction, where we get on a regular basis inquiries of companies and individuals who are considering Erie as a location where they may want to establish a presence, and all that's related to that, from helping them find sites or a building to finding people to answering questions that they may have about doing business in the Erie market.
Jake, the Chamber has one of its signature events coming up in Erie Homecoming. What is Erie Homecoming for those that might not be familiar with it, and why is this event widely considered to be your most important annual event?
The Erie Homecoming was created several years ago, and in 2019 really went to the next level. Where the reason this event's so important and unique for us is because throughout the year, we do a lot of events that are Chamber of Commerce centric, meaning that we're there to share our progress. We're there to gather our members together, and it's very member focused. But Erie Homecoming is about telling the story of Erie success right now in this present time and getting people who are both living here presently or lived here in the past or have just been introduced to Erie to hear about the progress the community's making on a number of fronts. So the uniqueness of the event is that it's a celebration and also a promotion of progress in Erie, where we are going as a community, and recent successes, new developments that are being planned, underway. It's really about celebrating the continued evolution of Erie from a community standpoint as well as from an economic development standpoint.
This year's theme for the event is Back to the Future. Jake, can you elaborate on what the significance of that theme is?
Yeah, we always pick a theme, and in 2019, we picked a theme focused on investment in Erie with a very strong emphasis on opportunity zones, which had just been introduced nationally, and Erie was a leader in where we profiled projects that were on the blocks for about to be launched or being considered. In 2020, during the year of COVID, we held it virtually. And we gave updates on those projects and shared new ones that had hit the radar screen and allowed people to meet the leaders of those projects and hear the progress that had been made, why they made the investment, as well as individuals who were about to ramp up projects. And so this year, the theme, as we looked around, we just felt that there was a lot of interesting initiatives going on in the Erie market that centered around kind of our foundation or our past. And we wanted to give them exposure because at the Chamber, one of the beauties of what we do is we are out on a regular daily basis meeting with businesses, community groups, community leaders, citizens that are doing amazing things, but a lot of people do not get that same opportunity. So if you are just an average citizen going to work and checking local media, you're going to get a little bit of a picture of what's happening in Erie, but you're going to miss a lot. And this year we felt it was important to go from some of these major projects happening in Erie to shine the light on some initiatives that really get back to the roots of who Erie is and show that, you know, what was once prosperous and maybe went down is now coming back again. So that's where the theme Back to the Future came. And, you know, it's one of those iconic movies that for a lot of folks was a centerpiece of just growing up. It was a fun movie, but at the core of it, the movie had great themes. And if folks go back and look, it's kind of like your future is what you make it, right? Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Small actions ripple through time. Your legacy carries on into the future, and always be looking for new opportunities. And so what really resonated with us was this idea that there's these things happening right now in Erie. They may not be the biggest, you know, $100+ million project, but they're going to make a difference in Erie for decades to come. And that is what's going to make Erie a great place. And also just kind of like, don't get so obsessed with the past and a moment in the past, look to the future and be excited about what the future can hold and realize that you making a decision today, whoever you might be as an entrepreneur, as a neighbor, as a homeowner, as a citizen of Erie can have an indelible impression on the future course of where Erie goes.
Jake, you just made a great point there, and I want to emphasize it for a second. While there might not be that glut of $100 million projects, there have been a lot of great things that have been happening in Erie over the course of the last couple of years leading up to this year's homecoming event, correct?
Yeah, I mean, so in 2019, since that time, the things that have occurred that I think we have a tendency to miss is that we were profiling the expansion of the Erie Insurance Campus, and that is now complete, $135 million project. UPMC had plans and has executed on those plans to add over $100 million of improvements and additions at their campus. AHN St. Vincent has done the same, over $100 million of investment. Gannon University profiled a project back then called IHAC, and what they were going to do with that building, that was a $30 million project, and that's active and live and continues to be evolving. We show those significant projects, really an unprecedented time. I forgot the Scott Enterprises was talking about building a hotel on the waterfront that is now open, and the vision that they had of building a rooftop restaurant is now actually a reality that people from both in and outside of Erie are experiencing. So those were really big, successful things, but there's also a lot of really cool, neat things going on in the community. And so an example of that is that you'll get firsthand touch on is that for years, the neighbors in the Lower East Side have organized and are doing small projects on a regular ongoing basis to make their area where they live even better, from community gardens and neighborhood parks to housing renovations through the neighborhood association called BEST. We wanted to profile them. And on the Lower West Side, our West Bayfront is actively reclaiming a neighborhood and improving it for the residents there. There's young professionals moving into that area. And those two entities are doing their work in partnership with the neighbors, being neighborhood driven and corporate partners, Gannon working with the West Side, UPMC, Erie Insurance working with the East Side. But really it comes down to those organizations, their leadership, and the neighbors who rolled up their sleeves and committed themselves to saying, we are going to make these neighborhoods thrive into the future. And if you think about the history of Erie and coming back to our theme of Back to the Future, those were the anchor neighborhoods that built Erie, adjacent to the downtown. And then another story that very few people are probably aware of is what's happening down in Cory, Pennsylvania, through Impact Cory, where the community, through political leadership and business leadership and community leaders, have rolled up their sleeves. They actually brought in Charles Bukey and his group to build out a master plan down there. They have been gifted the former Cory Medical Center, and they're going to turn that into a dynamic multi-purpose center. They're looking at rails to trails, broadband, really cool stuff, and doing it quietly to the Erie market. And it's just, those are examples of things that we want to shine the light on. Are they $100 million projects? No, they're not, but they're super important. They affect thousands of lives, and they're doing it with a level of professionalism that is just, it's world-class, truly world-class, great examples of how local community groups can make a significant and generational difference in the geographic area in which they live. So we will be touring EDDC, we'll be touring IHAC, we'll be touring the Erie Center for Arts and Technology. Really great success stories that have been concurrently evolving and developing. We'll be talking to minority entrepreneurs. We'll be talking to young professionals. We'll be hearing about technology startups that are part of our accelerator. It's just this very comprehensive picture of what's happening in Erie. And, you know, if I could highlight one thing, it's that, you know, we've really transitioned in this community from sitting back and waiting for a white knight or a singular project to come in and save us and move us into the future. There's really been a transition that it's going to take hundreds of initiatives, each led by community people, to transform Erie and take it into the future. And the excitement of that is that everyone's getting smarter at project development or concept creation, and then execution, very good at raising money to do these initiatives, to finding the grant dollars at the state or federal level to support what we're doing here. And there's really no sign that those initiatives and movements are going to slow down. And it's one of the most exciting periods in Erie's history. Recognizing full well, we have lots of challenges. But one of the things that I have said time and again to people that you really always have to keep in mind is Erie is a living community, and living communities never hit a finish line. You just don't. You don't hit it and say, hey, we're there. We've achieved it. If it really takes sustained effort, it is a living organism that requires constant nurturing. And if it's done well, it will flourish. And along the way, you know, there are leaves in this living entity that will die. You know, there will be businesses that close. But the idea is that you want to maintain the core of this living creature and make it grow bigger and stronger and being more resilient, so that when a leaf does fall or a leaf does die, there's 10 that are growing to replace it. And that's really what we're profiling at Erie Homecoming, that this tree that we all have a life connection to is going to continue to grow and expand. And so this event is really not about the chamber. It's about the chamber organizing an event that can bring people together and show them the dynamic activity that's going on to make us a very healthy, ever-growing place.
Jake, you did a great job of laying out some of the success stories that people may have forgotten about. Are there any other topics of success that you're going to be covering at Erie Homecoming that you'd like to discuss on this program today?
You know, one of the things that we will be doing here is the framework of Erie Homecoming is meant to be dynamic. It's meant to reflect the nature of what's going on in the Erie market. So we've designed the day to be very filled with motion. We're going to start off on Sunday night, details being finalized, but the goal is to have a pep rally on Sunday evening down at the Scott's new outdoor beer garden. And we're coordinating to get some local marching bands down there to play and have people gather together and just connect with each other and begin the celebration of what would be homecoming. So adding in a kind of a traditional homecoming-esque type feel. And then we will, at the start of each kind of half day, so the morning of Monday, October 4th, the afternoon of the 4th, the morning of the 5th, and the afternoon of the 5th, having four local professional coaches, motivational speakers, kick off with a theme. Attitude is everything, you know, belief in Erie, the importance of diversity, the importance of inclusion. So we get to highlight those local talents and have them motivate people to kind of start the engine for each half day session. And then the sessions themselves are designed to be jam-packed 30-minute exposures to the tools that are active in the Erie market to improve the community. And so I hit on a number of them, but we'll also have a panel with local restaurateurs who opened restaurants during COVID, one of the craziest times ever, but can tell their story about why did you pull the trigger? Why did you go forward with it? And we're excited about that. We're also going to have both pitches by the six companies that are now beginning their process of being in our technology accelerator. So people can hear about new technologies that are being built by companies who have a connection here to Erie. And then, we'll finish off, and we're putting the finishing touches on what we call a then and now, and have local entrepreneurs who started companies who now have turned it over to their kids and kind of saying, here's how we started, and you know, from the father and mother, and then have the children who are now engaged in the business talking about, and this is where we're going. We are a gigantic neighborhood, Erie is. You always say it's not 6 degrees of separation in Erie, it's 2.5. And if we don't know the people directly, we have a common connection. And in a lot of cases, the folks that we're profiling, folks know of, but they would never have a chance to necessarily run into them or hear their story. And we want to do what we do, which is get people together to hear these stories so they can take pride in what's happening in Erie and elevate their confidence that we are a community that isn't contracting, that is growing in spite of challenges that are there, but moving forward. And we really want people to come and feel the energy that is in Erie right now, and then continue to think of and maybe get more engaged in their own way in helping Erie become a better place.
What is the Chamber's ultimate goal and or ultimate hope for Erie Homecoming 2021?
Well, we've always had this grand vision, and we've achieved it on a very small scale, but we want to continue it. And that is, and the pandemic helped a little bit on this front. And that is, there was a lot of kids, a lot of people that moved back to Erie to quarantine and spend time here, and they get reconnected. And what we have always believed is that people who grew up here, or people who came and went to the universities here, or people who had a work stint at one of our larger companies and then had to move on, that they loved Erie and they still love it. And they have great memories of working here, living here, going to school here. And so we want Erie Homecoming, and frankly, the power of Zoom and other tools to participate virtually enables them to, for a two-day window, check in and hear about what's happening in this place, where we're going. And then ideally, we want those people to sit back and say, from their office or home in Chicago or Los Angeles or Austin, Texas, I really like what I hear going on back in Erie. How can I play a role? That role might be to give a young student from one of the universities an internship to help launch their career. It could be that they decide to buy a business or a home or make an investment back here. It could be simply that they hear about a business doing something in Erie and they have a connection to a business that could help really grow the company here, and they help facilitate that connection. So the idea is for the internal audience to come and learn and understand what's going on in Erie. It's the same actually for the external audience, and to build connections between people and organizations and movements, and then ultimately keep growing the number of external or what we call expats that tune in to learn more about what's happening in Erie and get into the back of their head that they need to think of a way that they can contribute to Erie's continued growth and prosperity, because it was good to them. If they have a fond place in their heart for it, and how they can do that is up to them, but they can't do it if they don't know A, what's happening here, and B, if we don't invite them to come learn and hear our call to action to them is help us continue the evolution of Erie into the community that it can become.
Jake, a two-part question for you. A, can you share more about the speakers that are going to be at Erie Homecoming this year? And B, who should attend Erie Homecoming?
Anyone who's interested in the future of Erie and what's presently happening should attend. And there's a lot of Erie junkies out there, and I say junkie in a good way, meaning they love this place and they believe in it and they want to learn more. So students, business people, interested citizens, everyone's welcome to join and hear this story and learn more, as well as family members. We've created the pathway for people that may have kids all around the country to say, hey, I want you to tune in. I want you to sign up and check out what's happening in Erie. But the people speaking, you'll hear from our motivational speakers, Bill Cox, Andy Kerr, Rhonda Matthews, Brandon Wiley. You'll hear from Anna France from ROS Bayfront, Jeremy Blosser from the Best, Chuck Gray from Impact Corey, and members of their boards, the mayor, the county executive. You hear from the leadership at Gannon and EDDC, Daria Devlin at ECAT. You will hear from minority and new American business owners. You'll hear from young professionals. We have a panel that we're piecing together that will involve the new faces at the Erie Community College, the Erie Community Foundation, Mercierston, Edinburgh. We'll have some local restaurateurs. I don't want to say their names right now because we're buttoning that down right now. We'll hear from Erie Arts and Culture and Patrick Fisher. That isn't the whole lineup. That's part of the lineup. It's a super fun event for us to put on because it enables us to, in our own small way through this event, shine the light on the people who are really moving the needle and making things happen in Erie.
As you've mentioned a couple of times on the program, there are two options for attending Erie Homecoming this year. You can do it in person or you can do it virtually. How can someone lock in their attendance now, and where can they learn more about the event?
There'll be more and more information as we finalize the lineup of speakers on our website at www.eriepa.com. That's also where people can sign up for the in-person option or the virtual option. Our eyes are wide open. We have multiple plans relative to what's transpiring right now relative to COVID. Last year, we held it all virtually. This year, we definitely believe, unless there's some sort of a mandate, that we will have for sure an in-person setup. And we know that we can do that safely. And it will just be around what's the number that we can safely fit into the convention center. But thankfully, it's a big space. We think that the virtual option is great for both people who are concerned locally about entering into a larger gathering. We want to respect that. But it really provides a unique opportunity for people outside of the region to hear about what's going on in Erie. One thing that I did not hit on that we really want to add some flavor that'll be different is that we're looking to have what's called built in Erie and made in Erie. Made in Erie for vendors who are to sign up and be there to sell their goods and expose a universe of people that haven't maybe been to their stores to find out what they make and give them. But then built in Erie, we're trying to find unique, larger scale products that are built in Erie on display there that people may have absolutely no idea that they're being built in Erie. But the other is that it could be that not only did they not know it, but they knew the business, they drove by it, but they had no idea what went on inside, and show them a little bit of what is made here in Erie and built in Erie. So we're excited about that. And this is an evolution. We'll do this event each year, and each year there'll be a different theme and a different focus to it. But at the end of the day, it's about celebrating the dynamic aspects of what Erie is and where Erie's going.
Jake, thank you once again for being our guest on Business Spotlight this week. The last topic we'll have you discuss is opportunity zones. In previous Erie Homecoming events, there have been major opportunity zone announcements. Will opportunity zones be discussed in the 2021 event?
Yeah, opportunity zones remain a tool to help us attract investment to companies looking to locate in specific census tracts that were identified. There have been investments. IRG, Whitethorn Digital, Data Inventions have all received opportunity zone investment. And those companies will grow here and be very dynamic job creators in our market and extremely all very diverse fields. I'd say the other thing is, though, just like everything else, there's a significant amount of dollars that have been earmarked at the federal level and at the state level to help us, you know, kind of rebuild, if you will, post-pandemic. And these groups that we're profiling, as well as local governmental entities and others that won't be profiled, are looking at how do we tap into those dollars to continue to speed the evolution of who we are as a community. And if I could make one note about leadership in this community, is the leadership has turned that corner at every level. And is not at all afraid of asking for big dollars to do big things and getting more sophisticated in securing those dollars and bringing them back here to continue to evolve who we are as a community. And that's extremely exciting to me, because there are other places around the country who aren't shy about asking and trying to secure investment, whether from the private sector or public sector. Erie's really stepped up its game in the last 3 to 5 years, and the results will be seen for decades to come.
That was Jake Rowell, Vice President of Economic Development at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, as we've been discussing the Erie Homecoming 2021 event, Back to the Future, that will be held at the Bayfront Convention Center on October 4th and 5th, that will also feature a virtual attendance option. Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.